This is Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. The BBC, Britain's state-owned broadcasting organization, is one of the biggest media corporations in the world. Even Marketplace has a relationship with them. And the way the BBC gets its money is that every citizen in Britain has to pay for a license to watch TV. If you don't pay the license fee, you can be fined and even jailed. That generates billions of dollars to fund the BBC's network, but not everyone loves it. In fact, there's now a new government in power in the UK, and it has the BBC license fee square in its sights. Marketplace's Stephen Beard explains.
The BBC could almost feature in one of its own brilliant natural history shows. It is a very unusual beast.
This animal was as big as a rhino. It had a large hairy crest running down its spine and a formidable set of teeth.
The beeb, as it's commonly called, is an extraordinary and hungry creature, consuming more than $5 billion of public money a year. It's widely praised for the overall excellence of its output, but not everyone's happy about how the beeb gets its cash.
It's daft, it's totally out of date. It stems from the time when the BBC was a monopoly broadcaster.
Eamon Butler of the free market Adam Smith Institute objects to the licence fee. The system forces everyone who owns a TV set to pay $220 a year to fund the BBC.
I own a television, but I very rarely watch the BBC because I've got about 200 other channels now to choose from. So why should I be forced to pay for a network which I don't actually look at when I've got so much other choice?
Critics of the licence fee system say that it leads the BBC, this great liberal institution, into punitive, even Orwellian territory.
Your town, your street, your home, it's all in our database.
When the Beeb broadcast this rather sinister warning a few years ago, it caused outrage in some quarters. The message, it's a criminal offence to watch TV without buying a licence.
And impossible to hide if you don't. It's all in the database.
Collecting the licence fee can be messy. Last year, 155,000 people were fined for non-payment. 50 of them went to jail for then failing to pay the fine. In this poor part of East London, there's no shortage of people who begrudge buying the licence. Among them, single mothers Jasmine Stone and Jamila Nanyonga.
It's wrong. Why are people being criminalised for being essentially poor? People being put in prison for not having enough money. If somebody wants to have a TV in their home, they should be able to have a TV without having to fork out a TV licence.
If you bought your own TV in your own money, why should you pay for the TV licence? What's the whole point? And then for you to go to prison if you don't pay it, that's just crazy.
The new British government says it wants to decriminalise non-payment of the licence fee to make it a civil matter, like the non-payment of a telephone bill. But, says opposition culture spokesman Chris Bryant, that would mean that enforcing the fee would cost more than the revenue it would raise. Fewer people would pay it.
There's a danger that you just smash a great big £200 million hole, which is the same as the cost of all children's broadcasting by the BBC. You'll smash that, a £200 million hole in the BBC's finances without having thought how to make that up from any other source.
Hardly anyone is calling for commercials on the BBC, and there is still a lot of support for a publicly funded state-owned broadcaster.
Newsround, Newsnight, I play a website, Tony Arthur.
This song, I'm Proud of the BBC, has become something of a hit on YouTube.
I'm proud of the BBC, it's part of you, it's part of me.
Ben Fenton, a media analyst, says he speaks for most Brits when he enthuses about the Beeb.
It produces some astonishingly good television, some very, very good radio, and its website is something I probably refer to several times a day. So, yeah, I'm a consumer. I like the product. I'm happy to pay for it.
But many are not. 1,000 British households a day are opting out of the licence fee, claiming they no longer have a TV set and get their news and entertainment over the internet. The Beeb may need to find new ways to raise its revenue. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.